I've not done it, but I've seen it.
You said that you learned how to cook by watching your mother.
Sometimes I used to cook.
Oh, your family?
Our family. I asked my mother, I'll do this guy. They said, I don't know, like.
You said that sometimes you would be walking in the footpath and you would watch those men cook there.
Not cook. Somebody doing some artistic work, I understand, I see, I learn it.
Artistic?
Just like knitting. Try and learn knitting by standing. They're making some flower or wood. Try and learn it. I do it at home. That was my habit. Similarly, I learned how to wash the Radha Krishna.
By watching? You watching the father?
Father and the Mandir Thakur. I do. I like my father. Immediately I said, wash it. Yeah.
How old were you when you got your Radha Krishna?
I was 6, 7 years old.
Was it very elaborate worship?
Not elaborate. But I decorate, I keep it in a place. Whatever I eat, I offer. I imitate. Give land, RSV.
Put into
rest. There are engagement. A small corner of the room.
And then Rathi Yatra. Sounds like a very pleasant childhood.
Yes, my father's friend, the Mandir, they used to criticize my Lord, you are holding Rathi Yatra festival. And you are not inviting us.
You didn't invite us?
You see, it is childish play for an invitation. They say, my father, the children, they are coming. Oh, by the name of children, you are avoiding us. But the festival was there. We call this professional Kirtan here. They perform Kirtan, there will be processional by small children playing.
Miniature of
the small rock, father great. The height about this. Made of nice strong wood.
All the boys were pulling?
Everything is small scale.
Small pullers also.
8 days, 8 times of variety of prasada. My mother would prepare.
She would take part by preparing.
Yes. I would ask. So they did. Make a very nice variety. Formerly, people were engaged in these things. There was another Mandir family, Rajan, Raja, Rajan. He was distributing Jagannath Prasad, did in 2001.
Which monk?
Raja Rajendranath Malik. You are the one holding very big message on you. So we had the opportunity of saying that.
You must have been dreaming about Puri Rathya.
Yeah. Whenever I find some time, I constant time to how to go to Puri and do that. Puri is there. At that time, from Kankara to Puri. And then it was four Puris, one of them. And Vrindavan was 6 years.
You had some money saved up?
Yeah, it was my mother.
You said that your grandmother would give you one gold coin each year.
Not gold coin. It's copper coin. Looking like gold.
And you keep it bank with your mother. Mm-hmm. And if she ever was angry with you, you would threaten.
Yeah, bring my mother.
Sometimes I would visit Dalmianji in his home. I was so amazed to see how happy the family life was there. We have no
Maharaj, they do know how to earn money, how to save money, how to become happy at home. Viewership is another thing.
They always have a temple in their homes. The women are engaged.
They make general houses in such a way that you get a room and there is everything as men. There is dhava. You don't require to cook. You take food from the dhava. Very nice food to pay. Like a small hotel. They all their business family. You see, you have seen Calcutta big houses.
Oh, yeah.
They occupy only one room. They are everything there. Paper. There is no moderation of cooking or purchasing.
You mean different families occupy one room only?
Different families, different room. But they can live very humbly. Those who have different income, they somehow or other take one room living. And in that house, everything is there. You can purchase and you earn money.
Sometimes you see a very wealthy man living in only 2-3 rooms in his whole
family. That's all. Generally in one room. Otherwise two rooms. One stock room, one sleeping room. They live very economically. And save money.
Frugal.
Frugal, yes. And when there is enough money, they construct their own. Then they live luxuriously. the beginning of them.
Right. And they'll work 16 hours sometimes.
Bad, like very hard work.
And their sons also work with them.
And what our money said, he punches all of it. Don't do what he's doing.
That's one of their things. Mm-hmm. What is the idea?
That is Indian style. To save money, mean purchase ornament.
Purchase one ornament.
Ornament. How do you
that can
she likes ornament. Gold. What more money than jewelry.
How do you get the money back? Sell it?
There's no question. The saving. Suppose you earn 200 rupees. After spending, if there's 300 rupees, you invest 100 rupees in ornament.
But how do you save enough money to get the house if you have all ornaments?
They keep it. Don't deposit in the bank.
They don't trust this banking system.
No, formally there was no bank practically. Now, generally, ordinary man, whatever little saving is there, they will invest in metal utensils, in ornament, in Banarasi sari. Right?
Banarasi sari also considered very valuable.
Golden gold border. You can, when you want to, old Banarasi sari, you can go, there are persons, they will take it and they will burn it, and the borders will take it, they are either silver or gold. Still, in Delhi, any investment, well, not this plastic plant, and paper.
Whenever they buy something, it must have value.
That is Indian English.
Wow, that's the opposite of the Western.
And whatever you manufacture, you will no back. Suppose this tape recorder, if it is working, it is bad. If it isn't working, order is it bad? Yes. But if you have got gold, silver, and metal, there are small bankers. You require a poor man. I require only 2 rupees down. Take one in place, go to a small banker, we'll keep this pot, give me 2 rupees. The pot is only 5 rupees worth. So you keep it, we'll give me 2 rupees. So your immediate necessity is this way, Indian economy.
I've noticed that the people in the villages, when they come to fetch water, they have very nice pots. The ladies are wearing some bracelets, gold I think it must be.
Yeah.
Even the village.
Yes, you'll find description in Bhagavad. They are coming to congratulate Krishna. So nice dress, so nice ornament, so nice food stuff made of wheat, grains, you know.
Sometimes the rich Mawari ladies, when they come to Mayapur, once in a while they give some ornament to the deity. They give one ring or one bracelet. Gold.
That was all.
That's the
developer. Some ornament.
Yeah, that's the example.
That's Sakhi Gopa. The queen wanted to be a nose. World. Very happy.
the spiritual society.
Now you are developing that all over the world, Srila.
Yeah, I am talking about all that. It was very, very nice. What is this nonsense society? Tin car.
And they're becoming worse.
A robot tire. Yes.
The cars nowadays.
Yes, sir. Tin cars. In your country, they have been piled up.
The cars.
Old cars. Usually piled up and then they're smashed. And again melted. And again cars.
They build them so that in 1 year, 2 years, they break. Then they can sell more.
Because they have no other business. Make a car, break it, and again melt it, and again make another car. This is their story. Car makers. No spiritual idea, no ambition of spiritual life. But they'll do something. Therefore, that will be there. Make the car, break the car, again make the car, again break the car. Therefore, you are having to change.
If something is nice, it must be destroyed. If something is nice, it must be destroyed.
Everything is destroyed, material.